Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Arthur T. Demoulas is back at the helm of the Market Basket supermarket chain, and customers and workers are flooding back to the stores to celebrate what they consider a victory in their six-week uprising aimed at bringing the ousted Arthur T. back as CEO. He addressed employees gathered outside the company's Tewksbury headquarters earlier today.
No, you are simply the best.
We did it for you.
And seeing all of you here today, it looks like a little piece of heaven on earth.
A professor at Drexel University in Philadelphia is conducting a case study about the Market Basket saga, which is considered by business analysts to be unprecedented. That professor is Daniel Korshin, and he joins us now by phone from Drexel in Philadelphia. Why is this worth your doing a case study on, Daniel?
Oh, well, this is going to be watched for years to come, I think, by other companies, so managers as well as scholars. We've never seen employees and customers and vendors all come together with such unity to bring back a CEO. They're very united. They're very disciplined.
To what extent did the discipline rely on the fact that many Market Basket employees are long-term employees? Perhaps many of them are also on the older side, but also for those younger and older, they were using social media. What was the impact of that?
Social media was a big factor. They really used it as a way to keep people informed. They did a much better job than the board or the CEOs did over this period of keeping the employees and customers informed of when rallies were going to occur, what they wanted to do, and just to make appeals for calm.
So even though you've watched it very carefully, I wonder if you're still surprised by the outcome.
I was surprised in the sense that this has never happened before, and it's something that really goes against everything that you'll find in any textbook. When you start to look more deeply at how committed these particular groups are to the way of doing business at Market Basket, it starts to make sense.
Are you saying that this is about a kind of psychological ownership of the company?
Absolutely. You know, for years, the common wisdom has been that ownership is firmly in the hands of the shareholders and that there really isn't anything much that anyone else can do about it. What these employees and customers and vendors have done is say, you may own shares of the company, but we own the way of doing business of this company. We know that you as shareholders have certain rights, but we as the stakeholders also have a certain ownership on the company because we've worked here for so long, because we've been so committed, because we've been loyal customers.
Do you think that the same could happen at other companies? I mean, you're saying this is unprecedented. Why hasn't it happened elsewhere?
This case is unique because of the level of loyalty and commitment that there is already, but employees at other companies will look at this, and I think they'll see it as a source of inspiration. I think that they'll look at this and say, although we didn't think this was possible, now we have at least one case where we know it is possible.
Well, one of the reasons it's possible, it seems, is that the employees felt as though they were being treated fairly and maybe even generously by Arthur T. Demoulas, who ended up being victorious in the end. But I wonder at what cost he has come out with this victory, because he has incurred a lot of debt in pulling out this win. Is he going to have the luxury from now on of being the populist and extremely generous CEO that he built a reputation on?
There's no doubt that he will be under extreme pressure to perform. I'm expecting to see some heroic efforts over the next few weeks. First of all, to restock the stores and then to get operations back up to normal. But this is going to be a process that will take months, if not more than a year.
This is a $1.5 billion deal, though. How is he going to have the luxury of being so generous to employees?
Well, this will be a big challenge for him. It's hard to predict exactly how he'll do it, but it's clear that this is a man that feels indebted to the efforts of these protests. I mean, in his speech this morning, he said that he loved the employees. It's not clear who the other investors are and what their arrangement is yet. But he will feel some pressure going forward that will put some constraints on him.
Daniel Korshin is an assistant professor of marketing at Drexel University's LeBeau College of Business and is conducting a case study of the Market Basket employee revolt. Daniel, thank you.
Thanks very much.